You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have a fun event right around the corner here for great fall weather in the St. Louis area to support a wonderful organization. We love Christian Friends of New Americans. We're going to learn about a way to support them here in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio today, Mike Albers, volunteer with Christian Friends of New Americans. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you.
And that means that there's a fun event right around the corner. We're going to chat about that in just a moment. Carrie Pozerick, she's also the business manager with Christian Friends of New Americans. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So the Christian Friends of New Americans organization here in St. Louis serves a huge community in the St. Louis area. And we're going to talk about what they do in order to help us understand how the Lord works through CFNA. Tell us about the ways that CFNA serves people in the St. Louis area today.
Sure. We have many programs to help refugees who are new to the St. Louis area. We meet their needs, basic needs, from the first day they arrive with home goods, furniture, and really just a place for them to come and be loved on. And then that grows in our relationship with them all the way to when kids go to school. We help with scholarships. We help with tutoring. Mike is one of our after-school tutors. So many different things that we do. One great thing we did this summer is we helped kids and some adults learn how to swim. What a great program, because it not only helps, obviously, with a life skill that could save a life, but also it got people from churches to come in and interact with our kids and some ladies who also wanted to learn how to swim. So a great life skill as well as loving on people and just building relationships. And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about why it was important to have women learning how to swim? Because having immigrant populations come in, there's a lot of cultural things that you have to take into account when you're doing something like this that may be unfamiliar to American culture. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So what happened is we offered this program for children. And because many years ago, we had a couple kids who were involved with CFNA who drowned. And so we are committed to try to prevent that from happening in the future. And when the children were signed up, there were some women, the moms who are involved in our sewing program at CFNA, who came forward and said, hey, we want to learn how to swim too. But we did have to have a separate class for them. And they had swimsuits that were full coverage, but it was a social event for them. You know, they're probably never going to be in a situation where they're trying to save their lives swimming, but they met several ladies from the Lutheran community who came, taught them to swim, and had another social event to get them out of the house. Sometimes these women and children they don't have a car, they don't have any transportation. And so any social event where they can get out and spend time together is welcome, and they just love that. So,
Mike, tell us about the ways that you serve as a volunteer with CFNA.
Well, one thing, Carrie didn't mention it, but that's one of the lower level things, I guess, is the driving. We have a great person, Kelly Teuscher, who has been working with the ESL program for a long time. And we have two cars now. And we meet on, I just got a call today about giving somebody a test, take them out and see if they're ready. We meet on Fridays, Saturdays, and Monday evenings. It gets pretty crazy because now there's a whole bunch of people when you walk in and they're staring at you and they all want to go. But now we sign up. We take four in a car two times. I'm talking Monday and Saturday. And they each get a chance to drive for about 15 minutes. If they're not very good yet, we go to the Habitat for Humanity parking lot. We drive around in circles and try to get close to walls and do that kind of thing. The people that know how to drive, you should take them out and kind of run through a test anyway. Parallel parking is the hardest thing, so that's the last thing we work on. But we've had quite a few people pass their test. They need this to go to work. It's mostly men, but more and more women are showing up too. That's pretty rewarding. They get very excited when they do things well, and it's enjoyable. The tutoring has been going on for quite some time. My wife and I do that together. She takes younger kids. I take the older kids. One thing, Amy Ziegler, who works there too, did a great thing this summer. She had a a group of kids come in on Monday, on Tuesday, and we went over ACT questions, a select group, so it wasn't overwhelming. And the kids that came improved, and they're all wanting to do the ACT test and get a good score on that. So other than the golf tournament, those are my main activities. It's quite rewarding. It gets somewhat time consuming, but I'm retired, so it's not a big deal.
I'm curious how you got involved with CFNA, because you and your wife are both involved with CFNA. Yeah. How did that start for both of you?
I got to think back now.
It's been a while.
The director goes to our church, Stanley.
Yeah.
And it was probably more through that than anything, just finding out about it and then being asked to volunteer and taking that step to go in. And it's like, you know, okay, we'll go down there and drive down to Grand Avenue, which a lot of people are like, oh, you can't go down there. But it's a great building they've got, they have a sewing thing going on too with the Buckmans who started this all. I guess we actually got involved a long time ago when Tony Bowes was working with the Bosnian community. And it probably morphed into that, and then we ended up down at the building on Grand Avenue. So I guess it does go way back now that I think about it.
You're really old, Mike.
Yeah.
Through your years of serving as a volunteer with Christian Friends of New Americans, what are some things that you've learned about our new neighbors?
English is very difficult. Without it, they can't do a whole lot. And so the ESL program that has been going on forever is probably, to me, the biggest thing. And in all the different stuff that people do and volunteer with, we don't throw Jesus at them, but it rubs off. I mean, they know it's there. A lot of the people are Muslim, maybe in name only, but they're very respectful, and they understand that we're doing this. We're not getting paid, so I know some of them have questions, like, without asking, why are you doing this? You know, what's in it for you? And so hopefully they need to hear the word to become believers in Jesus. But the first step is to realize that there are people who love them. And then if there is that opportunity to go forward, that's our goal, of course, is to help them, but also to bring them into the kingdom.
How has being a part of CFNA changed you?
You want to go? No.
No, I will. I will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like these people have been through so much before they get to St. Louis. And one thing that I've realized is that there's things going on in the world that I have no concept of. Trials and tribulations, refugee camps, just the things that these people have been through, and they land in St. Louis. And if we can make a positive impact in their life so that they go forth and make a positive impact in the world, that's making a difference in the world. That's not just we're helping people, yes, but we're actually trying to make a difference in the St. Louis community. Yeah. And in the world. What a great story. I don't know if anyone out there has read the e-news. We have a monthly e-news, and if you are interested in it, you can go on our website and subscribe. But there was an article not too long ago about the member Mene family, and they went through after-school tutoring. They came here. The kids were little. They went through after-school tutoring. We provided scholarships for them to go to Lutheran High School, and now they are contributing members of society, and they are giving back to CFNA. And so it's when you have that full circle and people come and they receive help, and now they're giving help back, you know it's a good organization. You know it's successful. So it's really so heartwarming to see that and see how they are showing the love of Jesus by giving back to us.
Do you have more? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they're so grateful. I mean, you know, the thanks just pours out of them. And that's probably the most rewarding thing.
Do you have stories from families or from people you've helped, the stories about how their lives have changed through the work of CFNA?
Wow.
I think that driving program probably changes lives in such a major way you were talking about. We did have a grant from the Lutheran Foundation that also allowed us to give car grants to people. So we helped people with the purchase of cars. And so teaching them to drive, giving them a driver's license, and then helping them purchase a car life-changing.
It is for them. I mean, that's a major thing in their life. They've got to get to work. They come, they walk to the Peace Center. The other day, it was an accident that I didn't, and this other lady didn't know we weren't meeting on Saturday. So we're both there sitting there looking at each other outside. And I said, well, I guess we're not meeting. And I found out by texting we weren't. So I took her home. She said she took the bus. And I thought, well, that can't be that far away. Well, it was pretty far away. And that's just hit me how far they come to us because we have such a good program for them.
And what a service it provides for them mm-hmm. as well. We're going to learn more about how CFNA supports a new immigrants and refugees coming to the St. Louis area and how you can be a part of that as well by doing something fun that I know Mike likes to do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about the upcoming golf tournament in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are talking with our friends from Christian Friends of New Americans, learning about the upcoming golf tournament. Now, Mike, I know this is a lot of fun for you because you like to get out and golf, right?
I do, and just for the record, Carrie does too.
Carrie, do you like to golf?
I do. I have a 5:30 tee time today.
Okay.
Well, we better hurry up then.
Well, then.
So, Carrie, how have you been involved in the golf tournament with CFNA?
So, I've worked for CFNA for about 8 years. And so, I've been involved from the accounting side of it, kind of the boring side. But originally, I was really just counting the money. Now, I'm part of the planning committee and I'm there all day long. And I really just love how people return year after year. So there's a great fellowship. And then every year we have new faces. So you get to meet new people and someone walks in the door and says, hi, I'm, you know, whatever, Mike Smith. And I say, Mike, I've seen your name everywhere. I've heard your name from this person or that person. Now I have a face that goes with the name. So it's a great fellowship opportunity. And I really, if we have good weather, it's certainly an enjoyable day.
All right. So what day are we looking for good weather this year?
October 14th is the day that we want good weather. It'll be held at Greenbrier Hills Country Club. We have a 11 o'clock lunch and a 12 o'clock tea time. And afterwards, we have a hospitality hour and dinner. So our goal is to get people home by 6:30 or 7, though. We're not going to keep you there all night long.
Mm-hmm. So this is, you get two meals.
You get two meals.
And golf.
And golf.
That sounds fantastic.
Most people are eating their lunch in the golf cart as they head out because people are coming from work. They try to work half a day.
Right.
And so they're getting there late, but it works real well. It's very organized.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been involved with the golf tournament?
4 years. I don't remember. It used to be at Norwood Hills. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out how far back that goes. And this is our third year.
I think it's our fourth year at Greenbrier.
Fourth year at Greenbrier. So it's been a while. It's been a while. But I coached golf at Lutheran South.
Okay.
And I'm still helping. So golf was a late in life kind of thing. Baseball was my love. But anyway, so yes, it's a lot of fun. It's a beautiful golf course. If you've never seen it or been there, I won't say it's worth the money to go there, but it is worth the money as far as CFA is concerned. So,
now, how are you involved this year with the golf tournament?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was asked to be on the committee, and then the committee, which was a kind of a big group, kind of morphed into four of us because it was just kind of unnecessary for all the other people to be involved. And so the Harwells, Joni and Joe and mm-hmm. I and Carrie became the committee. And I guess that's how I ended up working mostly with those three people. And we work together just once it's going, it's just easy. I mean, every year we go, should we meet? Sure. And then we just go, okay, well, we know this, this, and this. Let's get this done. We're good to go.
What's the highlight of the event for you?
Golf. on a beautiful course and seeing all the other people out there supporting CFNA, knowing that we're raising money for that organization and having fun at the same time. Beautiful dinner at the end. I mean, a fantastic dinner. Greenbrier does a great job.
The golf tournament is certainly a fun event. And we talked about some of the great work that CFNA does here in the St. Louis area. How do the dollars from the golf tournament support that work?
Sure. So the golf tournament is one of our fundraising events. We have a trivia night that we'd be happy to advertise another time. We have several fundraising events, and we also get money from individuals, from grants, and all of these things are used for the CFNA programming. So we've talked about the driver's ed class. Well, we have two cars that have to be insured and maintained. We have a sewing class. We need to buy the sewing materials and sewing machines. So all of the funds that are raised through this tournament just go towards the programming that we have and the needs of, and we have, sometimes we help people with their rent or utilities, or, you know, there's just so many things that we can do.
Isn't this the biggest fundraiser?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this is a major one.
Mm-hmm. Why is it important for people to keep supporting CFNA through events like the golf tournament?
Well, it's the biggest fundraiser we have, and CFNA is not going away. Mm-hmm. In fact, every year there's more funds needed because there's more people becoming involved. Do you have anything to say on that one? Right. You're the money gal.
Yeah, we need money to operate.
Yeah.
We have a building Mike referenced down on Grand Avenue. It's called the Peace Center, and that's where most of our ministry takes place. It's an old building, so it needs maintenance. You know, we have to keep it lit and heated and cooled, and sometimes it needs a new roof. Most recently, we actually updated the playground in the back, and we had some great volunteers who came in. We try to get volunteers to do most of the work to keep the cost down, but there's always some expenses. We needed to buy some wood for the deck and new playground equipment. So we really want that place to be a haven for people to come in and just know that they are safe and they're loved. So we want to keep that maintained and keep it nice.
A lot of students now are online oriented. The classes are online. The kids, we have computers in the, we have a computer room. And when the kids come in to be tutored, they can get on the computer, get on their homework, and we can just go right through it that way. So that's a biggie too, is keeping that upgraded.
Mm-hmm. Plus, the number of people who are coming, the refugees, is growing. You know, we had a big push in 2021 with the Afghan refugees, and maybe things slowed down a little bit after that, but it's growing again. There's just a large influx of people coming. So it's important that we have organizations like CFNA to welcome them and provide these services to them.
And there's always a need for more volunteers. We yes. used to go on Saturday morning only for driving, and you would get one person, maybe two, in the car. And now if you get four twice, so 16 people in the morning with the two cars, and there's still people who don't get to go out. So there's always volunteers needed. Now, if with only two cars, I mean, you can only do so much, but Friday driving, Saturday driving, Monday night driving, there's always a need for people to help out. And it seems a little scary at first, but there's things that you take them in and you have them do certain things. And once you've done it a couple times, you know, it's just like sleepwalking. You just know exactly where to take them and how to do it, and they know exactly what to do. It's actually a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with them.
Mike is one of the brave ones to go out in a car. I didn't do that with my own children. But there's other ways to volunteer too. So the tutors on those same nights. Yeah. We have a sewing program on Wednesdays. So if you love to sew and you have a heart to teach people to sew.
Christmas party. Everybody comes for that, and there's always volunteers needed for things like that too. So
giveaways, yeah.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about the upcoming golf event to participate?
Sure. So as we said, the event is on October 14th, and we have 23 teams registered, so we have room for, I don't know, 10 more. We might be able to squeeze in 11 or 12, but we'd love to have people participate. All the information that you need is on our website. So that's www.cfna-stl.org. There's registration forms. We would love another 10 to 12 teams of golfers, but we also are looking for sponsors. So if you have a business that you would like to advertise, we have whole sponsors all the way up to, you know, whatever level of sponsorship you'd love to give. We would not turn any level of sponsorship away. And if you just want to come out to Greenbrier and say, hey, I've always wanted to see that course, but I'm not a golfer, come out and volunteer. We'd love to have that too.
There's also, for non-golfers, they can come for the dinner and just pay, you know, the price for the dinner. Well, are what we charge. Obviously, we need to make money on that too. And we always have refugee immigrant kids there for the program. So this year we plan to have two different people. One, like Carrie said, coming back and helping a young man named Charleson. I'm not even about to slaughter his last name. He graduated from Concordia University, Nebraska. That was a bulldog talking. And now he is working at Christ Memorial Lutheran Church. And he was there last night at the, he was there last night at the tutoring thing. He's just all over, great guy. And another young man who's going to sing for us. I have to tell people, if they haven't been for a while, we've kept the program short. Last year we were done right around 6 o'clock, and it used to be longer than that. So we asked for more fundraising, but we do that very quickly at the table. We have a short program during the meal. There's a video during the meal, and we then give out the prizes, and they're on their way.
Very good. CFNA-STL.org is where you can find more information on the upcoming golf event with Christian Friends of New Americans taking place Monday, October 14th. Our guest today shared with us great stories. Last, with just another minute left as we wrap up our time together, anything else you want to share with us about CFNA and the upcoming golf tournament?
Pray for good weather.
That's a biggie. Yeah.
But it is rain or shine.
It just so happens that day is also the girls' district golf tournament. So I will be doing the same thing. I'll go in the morning and hustle over to Greenbrier Country Club afterwards. So anybody who doesn't have to do that, you have no excuse for not being.
CFNA-STL.org. You can find more information there about the upcoming golf event. Our guests today, Mike Albers and Carrie Poserick, thank you so much for being our guests on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.